Shoalhaven Heads was once a small town, a skeleton of how it looks now.
When I was a kid, you could drive up, ride your bike up most streets, and every fifth house was a residential home, and the rest were all holiday homes. Now we're in the other situation, where the majority of them are all full-time residents.
The town is now home to over 3,000 permanent residents, and is near full capacity. Long-time resident and oyster farmer Jessica Zealand says the rapid growth has taken its toll on farmers.
The urban impact on our estuaries, on our landscapes, is greater and greater. So we're building on our floodplains, we're building on our overflow areas, we're building on swamps, infilling land, and that urban encroachment is having a impact on our primary industries.
The runoff from the town has increased significantly, causing concern for Mrs. Zealand and their farm on the Shoalhaven River.
Every single one of those homes has a toilet, every single one of those has a roof, and all of that has to end up somewhere.
Tracy Russell's dairy farm at Brundee, just east of Nowra, was inundated by severe flooding in August. The dense housing estates of nearby Warragee do little to help the natural drainage of the rain.
In our situation, we're very close to Warragee, the local, well, it's more of a more built-up area, very close to town. So all the rooftops, driveways and areas that used to be ground cover are now covered with concrete and rooftops.
According to the Shoalhaven City Council, agriculture still represents 2% of the local economy, contributing $71 million. However, with just over 4,000 registered farming entities, there are considerably less farmers than there were two decades ago. Selling principal at Ray White Gerringong, Neil Campbell.
There would be a quarter of the dairy farms left today than there was 20 years ago. I mean, there's probably still the same amount of milk being produced in this coastal strip, but the ones that are left there were milking, 120 cows, say, 20 years ago, and they're probably milking 300 cows today. And then you move down into the Shoalhaven River Flat country, east of Nowra, and a number of dairy farmers there are milking anywhere from 700 or 800 cows through to, 1,500 or 1,600 cows. So they've just become much more productive, much more intensive and much more professional in what they're doing.
Mr. Campbell says more and more rural properties are being bought as hobby farms or lifestyle properties. He says farmers often sell out because the value of the land is so great.
100-acre lots or 40-hectare lots are worth probably a minimum of $1 million, and it could be worth anywhere up to $2 or $3 million, depending on their location, and in extreme cases along the coastal fringe, up to $5 and $6 million sort of thing. So it's a lot of money for a small holding. A lot of the farmers have either sold or generational change, the next generation can't afford to buy the land. It's just too expensive to buy for farming purposes.
Mrs. Zealand says hobby farms have become a real issue for farmers who rely on their land to make a living.
You've been given the stewardship of that land, so it's up to you to manage that in a way that benefits the community, as not just benefits yourself but also benefits the wider community. Yes, you've got some great farmers and land managers out there that do wonderful jobs on their farms and know how to manage their land, can spend thousands of dollars on biosecurity with weed control and everything under the sun, and then their neighbour next door decides to slash in spring and the seed flies across all of their well-placed efforts.
She says that local governments need to be aware of the impact that urban encroachment is having on primary industry in the region.
We really need to reconsider our planning legislations and how we prioritise our primary producers, and the impact that the planning legislation has on us as stakeholders. And as us as partnerships getting together and asking the board of directors to take that legislation forward to the ministers or the powers that be that create the policy, to say, look, we really need to prioritise the impact that local planning and development and planning infrastructure has on our primary producers, because it can potentially have quite a lasting impact.